Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We have seen the dark backdrop from the life of David in 1 Samuel 21. The story is cryptically portrayed in Psalm 34, verses 4 to 7. Quote, "This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles," verse 6. But his troubles had been caused by something deeper. Quote, "I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears," verse 4. Now it's time to take our jeweler's loop and examine the flawless gems he uncovered along the way. Here's the first one. Quote, "I will bless the Lord, boast in the Lord, magnify the Lord," verses 1 to 3. "It's a full-time job," he says, blessing him, quote, "at all times," verse 1. And, may I humbly add, such constant praising would have kept him out of Gath. It will also influence others to do the same when they hear us praising, verse 2. In fact, "Why don't you join me," says David, quote, "and let us exalt his name together," verse 3. This verse is engraved on my wife's wedding band and has been our lifelong united desire. Now as the panic subsided in David's heart and Gath disappeared behind him, he remembered there had been no good reason to be afraid because, quote, "the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them," verse 7. In fact, instead of spittle dribbling down his face, he could have had his face, quote, "radiant and not ashamed," verse 5, if he had kept his eye on the sovereign Lord rather than on Saul. Verse 8 now provides the perfect experiment if you want to know whether the Lord is trustworthy. Quote, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him." Verse 8. The taste test is a trust test. Trust the Lord, and he will prove himself trustworthy. Then, instead of fearing men, verse 4, we will fear the Lord, verse 9, living in quiet confidence. But more of that in our next study.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.